you ever feel like what you learned in law school didn't prepare you for the world of running a law practice? Law school didn't teach us how to start our practices the right way so that we could scale them into a thriving business. We didn't learn how to make sure that our businesses would meet our financial goals and provide the type of lifestyle we deserve. After 10 years, I was fed up with struggling in my practice and decided to begin a journey to scaling a successful practice that would actually allow me to finally live the life I've always dreamed of. I invite you to listen in on the conversations I'm having with some of the most successful solo and small firm practitioners, along with leading business entrepreneurs, and share how I am implementing what I am learning, all with the goal of helping you take control of your practice and your life. This is The Law Entrepreneur. Hey there, fellow law entrepreneurs. Welcome to episode 126 of The Law Entrepreneur. I'm Neil Tyree, your host, as usual. Today, I have a really interesting guest, Teresa Clark. Teresa is the principal behind a company called On Fire Reviews, and they do something very, very special and very unique, which I think is great for those of us in solo practice and or small firm practice who want to get testimonials, want to get reviews, and more than just kind of written reviews, want to get spoken or recorded audio reviews that you can then use in your marketing plans. And so that's what they do at On Fire Reviews. TC, as you'll hear, she goes by Teresa Clark, TC. They have an interesting process where they contact your satisfied clients and with their permission, record the call and go through a series of questions that they've worked out with you in advance to elicit testimonials. And then she's going to explain to us how to use that information, how to distill it down to its essence, and why it's important for developing social proof and discriminating your firm from the guy next door. So I think it has a lot of value. I'm kind of thinking about doing this myself, having listened to the interview, and I hope you get as much out of this as I did. So without any further delay, let's talk to Teresa Clark. Teresa Clark, welcome to The Law Entrepreneur.
Thank you so much.
Well, I'm delighted that you could take the time to be with us today, Teresa. Now, I understand you actually go by TC. Should I call you TC or Teresa?
TC. TC stands for Teresa Clark, too cute and totally crazy.
No, that's awesome. All right, TC, tell us a little bit about how you got to be where you are today.
Okay, so I had a business, a magazine, and I was in Colorado Springs, and we had the Walden Canyon fire. And because of that, the magazine folded. They lost, I think, like 500 homes. And so everything that did marketing in the city basically stopped. And so the partner I had and I sat down and we decided we wanted to do online marketing. And so our other partner, Bob, came and said, well, yeah, we start an online company, but we need to have fire in the name. So that is why we're called On Fire.
Oh, kind of an homage to the Canyon Fire?
Yes.
That's very clever.
And so we were doing online. And as you know, when you do online, you need content every day. And one of our clients was an auto broker. And I told him if I have to write one more article about cars, that's going to hurt him. So he had 200 clients. So we said, well, we'll call your clients to get some content. And that was 6 years ago. And it has developed. We've done thousands of interviews. And so that's how we started.
Interesting. So what is the mission statement? What is the reason for being for On Fire Content? Are you primarily a content developer and distributor, or are you more narrowly focused?
We're totally narrowly focused. We help businesses get testimonials by calling their clients. And our mission statement, the main reason, the thing that, you know, floats our boat, is when a business that has heard all the bad stuff, you know, as business owners, we always hear the bad, right? Yeah. They get to really hear what their clients have to say and how they love them. And that just tickles me and just makes my day when a business hears what their clients are saying.
In the legal space, I can tell you that testimonials play a really important important role, because as a mentor of mine once said to me, by and large, the public, your clients, aren't really able to discriminate who's a better attorney just based on your website. They're going to assume everybody has the requisite knowledge to be an attorney, and everyone has, you know, the skill set to excel. And so what really sets one attorney apart from the other is social proof, and testimonials are the most valid and valuable social proof.
Yes, but here's some of the challenges, with especially in the attorney world, okay? First of all, let's just say that you're a divorce attorney, right? Your clientele doesn't necessarily want to get on a video camera and let everybody know that they're, you know, they're in the we're involved in a divorce.
And that's exactly right.
Yeah. So what we do is we do audio. We just do their voice. Now you still get the emotional connection of what they're saying, but then we put is client in Colorado Springs so that they don't have to use their name.
Do you give them the option though?
Oh yeah. Okay. Some people say go for it.
Okay.
So when we call somebody, we say, you know, the attorney's going to be excited to use parts of this conversation in their marketing, your name, you know, your picture, et cetera. And if they say, oh, no. Oh, well, can we just use client in, you know, happy client in Colorado Springs? Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think, you know, in the feedback that I've gotten when I've talked to other attorneys about, you know, getting testimonials, there's a couple of areas of pushback, you know, a couple of sticking points. And one is simply, how do I go about asking for it? I feel cheesy asking them, my client, to say something nice about me. That's number one. And then number two, as you pointed out, you know, the confidentiality of some aspects of the relationship, because, you know, as you said, divorce attorney or bankruptcy attorney or any of those types of law practice areas that carry something of a negative connotation, you know, people may not want their name out there. So you addressed in part the latter. How about the former, about asking? How do you overcome that hurdle?
Well, attorneys aren't the only ones. Everybody has a resistance to asking somebody. We always say, when you ask for a testimonial, you're basically saying, tell me why I'm awesome. And then when you dig, when you want to get the quotes, then you're saying, tell me more why I'm awesome. And so that can be uncomfortable. That's why people want to have a third party do it. And your clients feel so much more relaxed when somebody else is calling them than if you call them yourselves. And that's for attorneys, that's for basically any business. So when we call them, it's just more relaxed for them and for you. It's not awkward.
Well, that's interesting, because I never would have thought of that. The fact that it's a third party, you know, taking care of this makes it more comfortable for the client to speak freely. I guess I can see how that works. Again, although on the other hand, do you have kind of the issue of, oh, somebody else is calling me about, you know, the service that I received, and I'm done with it. I don't want to talk anymore about it. You sometimes get that kind of pushback?
No, because here's the thing. We leave a voice message with each person, and we also send them an email. If they don't get back with us, you don't need a testimonial from every single one of your clients. So when we talk to somebody, especially because we record the call, if there's any negativity, we just take that out. But 99% of the time, when we're talking to someone, they want to give the attorney a referral. A testimonial. But the problem is they don't want to write one. They don't want to sit down and write one. They don't want to get in front of a video camera. They want to just have a quick conversation. And what we found, a very interesting thing, is that the more that they like the business, the harder it is to get a testimonial out of them, because they want to make it perfect. I mean, how many times have you and I wanted to write up a testimonial for somebody and you sit down at that blank piece of paper or that blank computer screen and go, I don't know what to say, right?
Sure.
The other thing is, because we're a third party, is we can dig. So if somebody says, you know, the attorney did a great job, that's nice. All right. We can say, well, tell me, what did they specifically do that made you so happy? You want the details. That sets that testimonial apart. We tell our clients, if you can take that testimonial and put it in any attorney's website, it's not detailed enough.
Yeah, this is really intriguing. So it's made me think of a whole lot of different aspects of this whole process. So let's talk about the process itself then. Let's go from the beginning. So say I'm an attorney and I have a testimonial page and it's full of junk, you know, it's full of long-winded diatribes that really say nothing. And I want to punch this up. I want to make it a little more effective. So I come to you and I say, hey, I want to get in the testimonial business here and I'd like for you to help me. What's the process? How do we make that happen?
Well, the first process is what we call a wow session. And what we do is we brainstorm to figure out specifically what do you want your clients to say. And I really dig. So, for example, one of my clients told me, they said, you know, I give good customer service. I said, and I tease them, so does everybody else. We got to go deeper. We got to figure out what specifically did you do to really make their experience amazing. After we do that by the way we brainstorm. Then we have a second meeting, and that's when we edit all the questions. We look through them and make sure that all the questions are correct and they're in good conversation.
You mean the questions that you're going to ask the clients?
Right.
The customers?
So, okay. Yep. So we start off with this question always. You know, tell us about your experience and why is the attorney different? And we let them talk. Now, the reason, you know, that's so important is that there are things that attorneys are doing that they do normally in their everyday practice that's really important to their clients, but they're not telling anybody. So I'll give you an example of a different business. We have somebody who does promotional products, and she's been doing it for 25 years, and she's online only. But she will not take your order if she doesn't think your logo will look good on the product.
And interesting.
She never thought that was a big deal. She goes, why would you? You have upset client, right? But she has enough experience to know that, you know, if you have a square logo, it's not going to look good on a pen, for example. Okay. We interviewed her clients and every single one of them spoke about they would not go to anybody else cheaper because they know that whatever they ordered from her was going to look amazing. So that's the first part. Then the second part is, and you're going to laugh about this, is we lead the witness. So if we were attorneys, we get disbarred. Okay? So what we say is other clients said. So for example, let's just say that the attorney really made them feel comfortable. We would say, you know, we heard from other clients that, you know, he made them feel really comfortable. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, that's definitely leading.
Yeah. And so the idea is they will tell us in their own words, though. And then if they say, you know, they're not giving us enough quotes. See, a compliment says you're awesome. A quote details why. So we really focus on quotes. So if we say, you know, if they don't give us enough quotes, we dig. And because we're a third party, we can. So if they say, yeah, he made me feel very comfortable. Well, what did he do that just made you feel like you could tell him anything? Can you give me an example? And you keep digging until you get that quote.
I can see how that would be very effective.
And the clients love it. They absolutely love it.
So how many clients would I suggest you contact? Are we talking about, 50, 100, 10, 20?
We start off with 5. And then I have... you know, I tell everybody start off with 5 because 5 will give you some good feeling. You know, you'll get good ideas. Then I have a lot of clients that buy more. I have a couple clients that buy a couple every month. Every time they get a client, they buy one.
Okay.
It's completely up to the person. Once you get a good, you know, if you get 5 good ones, because one of the things we tell people is if we get on a call and all they give you is compliments, we call it fluff.
Yeah.
You know, fluff, not facts. Flattery, you know, that kind of thing. We don't even count that call. It doesn't happen very often, but we're that good. So we make sure there are quotes in that call. So if you get 5 good ones, okay, you got a pretty good idea.
And then what do we do with them?
Well, we have a whole mess of different ideas. Okay. So I'm going to give you a couple examples. Let's say the attorney is doing some online marketing. or has some inbound calls of some sort. The thing is, when they answer the phone, they always say, hey, can I get your email address so I can send you a short video of what my clients have to say? And then when they send out the email, they do the same thing. So that every time they're contacting a prospect, they're creating instant trust and rapport before they even have the appointment.
All right, so I'm still a little unclear. So you call the client up, a satisfied client, and you have a list from which to call. Some I might think would say, I'm not interested in chatting, thank you. Or you emailed them, I'm not interested, thank you anyway. So you skip those. So you only call the ones that expressed an interest or a willingness to participate. And then you get on the phone. I'm assuming you record it, right?
Yep. We actually record what we call dual recording.
So you get their permission. Yeah.
Yep. So the way we do that is we say, you don't mind if we record the call so we don't have to take notes.
Okay. Yep. So then you record it. And then do you transcribe it?
Yes. We give a transcription. And also we have a live person check the transcript to make sure that it matches what the client said. And then we highlight all the good parts. Like I said, we've done thousands of interviews, so we know what is facts and what's flattery.
Yeah.
And then now the attorney has has the testimonial.
I see. So then the attorney gets that transcript back that's marked up and shows what the good quotes are, what the good testimonials are, and can use those in a variety of ways.
Right. And like I said, one of the ways they can use that is before they even meet with someone, they can send them and say, here's what my clients have to say.
Interesting. So it could be just a quick auto email or your standard email that you send back to your clients. Mm-hmm. And then I guess also now you can start putting it in to your on your website on a testimonials page. Mm-hmm. You could put it into your other social media platform, your Facebook posts, your Twitter posts, your Instagram posts, all those things that people do. This episode of The Law Entrepreneur is sponsored by Daylight. Daylight is the Mac CRM and case management tool I've been using for years to manage my practice. If you're feeling swamped trying to keep track of cases and clients, but you don't want to pay the hefty price tag of something like Salesforce or other legal-specific tools, I recommend you give Daylight a look. Daylight helps me prioritize my day. It helps me keep track of my clients, cases, documents, emails, calendars, to-dos, and reminders, all in one place. The case management part of Daylight makes it really easy to organize all the details and work for each case so things are done on time. The best part of Daylight is that it lets you work offline. You don't need an internet connection to pull up case details or info about a client like with other CRMs and case management tools. And new in Daylight is their Zapier integration, so you can automate things like pulling new leads from a contact form on your website right into Daylight. And for techies like me, you know that integration with tools like Zapier is really fundamental to making something like Daylight work the way you want it to work. So to learn how Daylight can help you grow your practice, visit marketcircle.com/daylight. Be sure to let them know you heard about Daylight through The Law Entrepreneur to get a 50% discount on your first month subscription. That's Daylight by Market Circle. The legal environment is more competitive than ever, and small law firms are feeling the pinch. With over 1.3 million attorneys in the United States and counting, it can be hard to stand out from the crowd. And that's why Spotlight Branding helps lawyers become unforgettable. Spotlight Branding is a different kind of internet marketing company. They don't put their clients on the SEO hamster wheel, and they don't ask them to burn thousands of dollars on speculative pay-per-click advertising. Instead, they're focused on the fundamentals of legal marketing that have worked for dozens upon dozens of years. They use the internet to build a premium brand for solo and small firm lawyers like myself, and they put systems in place to create top-of-mind awareness, allowing their clients to maximize the referrals and repeat business. It's the smart way to grow your law firm. To get more information, visit spotlightbranding.com/TLE, as in The Law Entrepreneur, and receive a special gift from our friends there at Spotlight Branding. Spotlight Branding, helping lawyers become unforgettable. What else do people do? What other services could you see this content going into?
I'll tell you what one client does. Okay. So they took all of their quotes and they broke them down into one and two lines. And then what we did for them, and then we reorganized them into subjects. So each subject would answer either highlight a sales point or answer an objection. So now, no matter who it is in the company, if they're talking to a prospect or a client, Joe, they will never say, Joe does. They say, Joe's client says.
Okay.
And it makes everybody more effective, because when you're talking to a prospect, they hear what other people say. It's more effective than if you say it, if you're tooting your own horn.
Yeah. So it becomes even more social proof and stronger message to the prospective client who might be considering this attorney and is looking at what others have to say about them.
Right. So, for example, the office manager answers the phone and they're talking to the person trying to get them to come in to have an appointment. And the person says, well, you know, I don't know if I want to make an appointment or not. And they say, totally understand, but let me tell you what his other client said.
And they can pull that relevant quote.
Right.
That's interesting. Well, then what becomes of that content? Does you send it back to the attorney? Do they own it? They own the content? Okay.
Mm-hmm. So they get the audio of the call and the transcripts.
So really they could do with it whatever they want. If having the audio, you could even create sound bites if you were tech savvy or you had some folks that could do that for you. You could create sound bites. You could put mm-hmm. those in a variety of different places.
And actually, we also create videos with them too.
You create videos in what way? Mm-hmm.
Well, what we do is we have the audio, the text of what the person's saying, okay, on the screen, and some cool background.
Okay, so it's not video of the client talking, but it is a composite video that kind of, you know, it makes it like a scrolling message.
Yep, and it's extremely effective because you hear the person's voice and you get that emotional connection.
Interesting. So I can see how that would be very effective in terms of making it more of a live, more of a personal, interrelated kind of experience. So you're seeing the words, you're consuming them that way. You're hearing the satisfied client's voice, and it gives an additional level of authenticity to it. Because I know, to be honest with you, you know, I read through some. You know, testimonials on other pages, is particularly the ones that don't have names or just have like an initial. And I wonder, you know, is that really true?
Yes. Now, I will tell you that our testimonials, even the written ones, are more authentic because that's exactly what they said. So when you get those that they don't look authentic, here's what happens. The attorney wrote it and asked them to sign it. Because a lot of times it'll happen, you'll tell your client, hey, could you give me a testimonial? And they say, well, you write it up and I'll sign it.
Yeah, I've seen that. And I've also seen ones where they have a whole list of platitudes, if you will. And basically they check off the ones that apply and sign the bottom. And you can tell that when you see the same exact wording coming from multiple satisfied clients.
That's right. These are very unique because you can, if you have a conversation with someone, you can leave five people with the same question and each person will give you a different answer.
Yeah. And I really like that because, I mean, even in the testimonials that I personally have received where people have sat down and wrote them out, their writing voice is often or almost always different than their speaking voice, their conversational voice. And so I can see where this would be a much higher level of authenticity, and the prospective client who's looking at that is much more likely to connect with it.
Yes. And now let me talk about the videos again. Okay.
Sure.
And about the quotes. We create what we call wow videos. Now, what a wow video is think of each person that's interviewed as a set of Lego bricks, right? Each Lego brick is a quote about a specific subject.
Mm-hmm.
What a wow video is multiple clients talking about a specific subject, addressing an objection. So let's just say that the objection's money, because, you know, it's always time, money, don't want to do it now.
Right.
Kind of those, right? You have an actual video that addresses that. And I'll give you a story. We have a tech guy, and he kept running into companies telling him that he wasn't big enough to handle them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is just something he was running into constantly, even though he had clients that were bigger than them.
Yeah, it's a perception.
Perception, right? So we created a video for him of his biggest clients saying how well he took care of them. So he's on the phone, prospect says it, and instead of saying anything, this is all he took, you know, trying to explain to him, yeah, I do this. He says, you know what? If I sent you a video of what my client said, would you watch it? And the guy said, sure. So he sent him the video. 20 minutes later, the guy called back and made the appointment. So a wow video is designed to specifically address an objection or highlight a sales point, and it's multiple clients talking about the same thing.
That's very powerful. That's really good, because I can see, like, in estate planning, which is what I do as an example, a lot of times the hesitancy is, well, why can't I do it myself? I mean, how hard can it be? There's a big industry of do-it-yourself estate planners with, you know, the obvious well-known companies that span the universe. So I could see, well, let me send you a video about what some of my clients said about their experience vis-a-vis do-it-yourself estate planning. And if I had some quotes there that talked about specifically, I'm so glad I didn't, you know,
yeah,
try and do this myself. I'm so glad that I engaged an attorney, or you made me think of things that I wouldn't have thought of had I been doing this myself. That kind of on-point rebuttal is really powerful.
It is. And on top of that, if you have that in front of you, when you get that objection, not only could you use a video, but you could have the words in front of you. So when somebody says, I want to do it on my own, all you say is, no, hey, I totally understand. You know, but let me tell you what one of my clients said. And actually, I read it. Okay, they know I'm reading it. All right. The other thing is so good about these calls and about the transcript is we make them concise. Everybody right now has a very short attention span. And so when you look at a testimonial, it's two paragraphs long. You might not get people to read that whole two paragraphs.
Yeah, and that's really a smart point, because I know, and I'm guilty of this, so I raise my hand as to say I'm a perfect example. When I did the testimonials and gathered testimonials that I started with on my website that are still there, mobile wasn't really a thing. And so they go on and on and on. And I'm like, oh, that's great on a big screen. And look at that. I got a whole couple of paragraphs about how wonderful our services are. And I realize now that the vast majority of people who are looking for an estate planning attorney are doing so on their phone or their tablet. And the screen real estate isn't that big. And so you got to get that message across succinctly, not in, you know, short novella form.
Now, I'm going to give you a tip. Okay, here's a great tip. If you have paragraph testimonials,
mm-hmm,
take out the best couple sentences or best sentence and make it the title.
Yeah, I see that.
And that way, even if I don't read it, at least I'm reading the title.
Or even you could, you know, if you were diligent, you could go through and, you know, highlight the best couple of two or three points that somebody's saying, either bold them and take out, or just take out the rest. Put the ellipse, dot, dot, dot. So people will see, yeah, that, okay, this is part of a bigger, you know, story, but these are the salient points.
And, you know, here's the challenge with that, okay? And that's why when we do the highlighting for our clients, yeah, they love it, is you don't want to lose too much of the story.
Right.
So what really do you want to keep and what do you want to get rid of? And like I said, we've done thousands of interviews. So we really know, keep this, don't keep, you know, get rid of that. And so when we highlight the transcript, that's what we're doing for you. We suggest out of it, you know, our calls are only about 5 to 10 minutes long, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we'll only use about 1 to 2 minutes of it. Mm. We use only the best parts.
Well, it sounds fascinating. What's the biggest challenge you get in terms of, say, the legal community adopting something like the biggest pushback you get?
They think that we're not compliant. And so the thing I tell them is, remember, you don't have to use the entire conversation. So if there's something that somebody says that's not compliant, just take it out.
Yeah. Are you getting concerns about breaching confidentiality? Is that what is mean by compliance?
Not really, because first of all, we ask for their permission for the attorney to use the information in their marketing twice.
Okay. So that's what you mean by compliance.
The call. Yeah, at the beginning of the call and at the end of the call. So if it ever comes back, so for example, I worked with a big corporate account and it just a year later contacted us and said, okay, now we have to prove that all of our testimonials are real. Okay. And I said, oh, okay, so I'll just send you all the recordings.
Okay. Yeah. So you keep the recordings as a backup.
Yes.
Okay. And how is that information protected?
Oh yeah. We're HIPAA compliant.
Okay.
So we even do medical.
Okay.
So we are HIPAA compliant.
All right. So if people have a concern there, that would seem to be able to satisfy it. Well, TC, this is fascinating to me. I think you've taken that part of the social proof concept, and you've kind of really boiled this down to really what the essence is, and really kind of emphasize the positive features of what these types of testimonials can provide to a client. If our audience wants to reach out to On Fire Content, how do they go about doing so?
Well, I have something special for your listeners.
Well, that's very kind of you. You don't have to do that. I appreciate that.
Okay, so what we want to do is we will call 3 clients free for a free sample.
Oh, wow.
And
so they would give you the names of 3 people, 3 satisfied clients of theirs, and then you would work with them to call them to do what?
To interview them.
Interview them, okay.
Now, they're not going to get the transcript. They're going to get but they will get to hear the call. They will actually get the audio.
Oh, that's fair.
Okay. Also, we will do the quick session to figure out what they want the clients to say. So we get good quotes.
So a mini wow session.
Yeah, they'll get the full wow session.
Oh, okay.
But it's very quick.
Okay.
Brainstorming for that, we've done so many of them, we kind of know how to pin it down now.
Okay.
And then we'll send them the audio. And there's no obligation. The reason that we're doing this is we're the only ones who do what we do. We have not found anybody else. We created this from scratch.
Yeah, I did the search after we first chatted to find out, you know, where you are in the space and who else is doing it. And I didn't come up with anybody either. So you got a unique position here.
Right. And so here's what our clients are constantly telling us. I had no idea. You wowed me. You blew me away. Even when we show them other people's testimonials, they still don't get the kind of quotes we're going to get for them.
Yeah, you don't really, I can see that. You might not understand how relevant this is to your practice until you hear the quotes talking about your practice.
Yep, that's why we do it. Okay, so to get this, all they have to do is go to onfirereviews.com/free-sample-TLE.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Well, TC, this is great. I can't wait to see, you know, how many people take advantage of that offer, because it's really a very generous offer. I love what you're doing. I think it has a lot of usability in the legal space, and particularly with the solo and small firm practitioners who are really trying to build that connection with prospective clients, because it's all about bringing the clients in and getting them signed up. That allows you to continue the practice of law. And so it's a critical point. I'm delighted to find you doing it. And I'd love to stay in touch and see how this works out going forward.
All righty. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you ever so much for taking the time to be with us today on The Law Entrepreneur. Once again, I'd like to thank our friends at Market Circle, the makers of Daylight and Spotlight Branding, for being sponsors of today's podcast. Market Circles, as the makers of Daylight, provide the tool that I use to manage my cases, my clients, my calendar, my to-dos, the emails, and they do so all in one app that stays with me on my Mac, my iPhone, and my iPad. I use Daylight on my own in a solo environment, but you can also use it in a team. You can use Daylight to track the status of cases and delegate tasks to one another on your team, and you can see everyone's schedule all without having to interrupt anyone. Daylight is one of the tools that I use to stay organized, and it increases my efficiency, and therefore it only stands to reason that it'll do the same for you and your team if you use it in a broader environment. So visit marketcircle.com/daylight to try Daylight free for 30 days. And be sure to let them know that you heard about Daylight through The Law Entrepreneur in order to get a 50% discount on your first monthly subscription. Also, our friends at Spotlight Branding, as always, have been very helpful in sponsoring this podcast. You know, I trust them to manage the internet presence for my law firm, and I recommend them to solo lawyers every chance I get. They built a great website for me, and they use video marketing, social media, email marketing, and more to help keep me top of mind with my referral network. So visit www.spotlightbranding.com to learn more. They're even offering a free gift for podcast listeners, which you can access at spotlightbranding.com/TLE, as in The Law Entrepreneur. So spotlightbranding.com/TLE to access your free gift. And as always, make sure that you visit our website, www.thelawentrepreneur.com, to see everything that's going on with the podcast and subscribe to our newsletter so that you can stay in the know and be the first on your block, so to speak, to gain insight into what's going on here. So once again, thanks for being here this time around. I appreciate your listenership. Hope to see you again next week on The Law Entrepreneur.